Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel music. Oh, we bless you today. Thank you for joining us here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We have our co-host on the line, Minister D. You in the house?
Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, Jesus, I ain't got you, Jesus. Some people want diamond rings. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here. I was going on in. Some of y'all ain't gonna be able to handle that. See, some of y'all being judgmental already. But you know, that's all right. How you doing, Globy?
What is it? We being judgmental about the song or who's singing the song? What you say?
I pulled this from a preacher. He said it all depends on who you're singing to. It all depends on who you're singing to.
That's true.
It all depends on who you're singing to.
You know, today we're going
to
be talking about that gospel music. We're going to be talking about gospel music along with what is it, rhythm and blues, R&B?
Rhythm and blues. There, if I actually say it all the way out. R&B, rhythm and blues. For those of y'all who didn't know,
rhythm R&B and blues.
Says rhythm and blues. And blues.
Okay.
Yes, rhythm
and blues.
We
know that the gospel sung to the Father is glorified. You know?
Uh huh.
And we just thank God for that. But before we get started now, let's get it on. Now, let's get this prayer going on. Heavenly Father, grant us the ability to use the gifts and abilities that you have truly blessed us with, to speak truthfully without vexing the Holy Spirit and others, and to be a blessing in every way possible that we can. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
But we don't want to vex the Holy Ghost today. I tell you, we're going to be talking a little bit about gospel music.
Uh-huh. What about it?
What is gospel music? Now, let's define the word gospel. What does gospel mean?
It's the good news. It's the good news. That's what it is, the good news.
That's what it means. First of all, it's gospel. It's called gospel. And in my dictionary, the gospel is the good news of the historical event of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection.
Just say
it's not based on our subjective feelings or our mystical experiences. It is not.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel could be a message. It is also referred to in Scripture as a word, a doctrine, a seed, the good news, but most also the truth. the truth. Because
so
God
we can call it
message.
The good news about the truth.
Okay. Hey, however you want to put it, but it's good news about the truth about Christ's death, burial, and resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
long
why?
Ever true.
Because God
if,
uses
if
the message
the
of the gospel to reconcile men to himself. And it must be taught, it must be heard, it must be understood, believed, it must be confessed and defended.
So,
you understand
if it ain't
that?
The truth, if it ain't the truth, it ain't gospel.
There you go. Because people say they're singing gospel, and it, some of these writers write lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Things that ain't really in the Word of God.
Yes, yes. Talk about it.
I don't know. Anyway,
well,
before
well,
we get started, we're going to. You know what?
Yes, ma'am.
You say before, what'd you say? Do I know what?
No, I say, you know, all this stuff ain't singing, you know, it ain't gospel, but, you know, they kind of label, you know, give little labels to certain songs, you know what I mean? You know, you got
okay,
your feel good song, then, you know, they call it songs of inspiration, and then you got gospel. So, my question is, which one are you singing?
Well, see, they got labels, all kind of labels now. You know, they got, like you said, gospel, Christian gospel, contemporary gospel, Southern gospel, and even something called urban gospel. What's an urban gospel?
That black gospel.
That's
what, all.
What's
that black gospel.
Black gospel.
Yeah.
Well, you know they say black, but you know.
See,
they
black gospel is different.
Oh, quartet time now.
Black gospel is a whole nother kind of gospel. See,
so they
know,
should have their
gospel.
Own category. Yeah.
Right. That's what it did. Urban gospel. That's what it did. They just won't say black. This is it. They call it urban. Black gospel, you know, you're going to have, you know, a bunch of yelling and a bunch of riffs and, you know, tambourine beating and, you know, in a lot of places, a lot of washboard scrubbing and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Don't nobody do that stuff with us. That's why they call it urban.
Well, it has been written and reported and pressed to release that urban gospel used to be big time via quartet gospel. See, ain't nothing new that urban gospel. It used to be when the quartets was strong. And the early groups was composed of, and they had all male. There wasn't no female quartets. It was just male quartets. Very
yeah,
few
they,
female, but, yeah.
They need their own genre, too, quartet.
Right. But then they started getting these used choirs, and eventually they replaced the quartets in popularity because of strong directors like Kirk Franklin and Orlando. What is his name? Orlando.
Orlando Draper.
Draper, you know, those kind of they started coming in with that. And so they named it urban gospel because of the younger fans discovered the joys of the urban gospel. They liked the genre, and they added facet and form of the modern R&B sound. See, it was closer to R&B, you know. So
well,
and like you
the
said,
quartets,
a lot of
I like the quartets. Some of the quartets I can get with, but, you know, come on, that's some of the quartets, Globy, they get up there in the shiny suits and grab the microphone and go to yelling and screaming and then go down and shake people's hand on the front row. That, you know.
Wait a minute, that shiny suit's coming back in. Now. You can't pick that shiny suit. you can't that's back in. Now. You can't pick on that.
Because, you know, the
no,
quartet, you know, the one dude, you know, got the lead singer, then, you know, you got the dude on the very end holding the guitar, and then you got the other two in the middle. Just make sure they know their part. Ooh. Ooh.
But see, most people paying more attention to what these because there's only four guys maybe, and they're paying more attention to what they got on than what they're singing. See, you got to pay attention. You got it's supposed to be an attention grabber as to what they're singing to Christ or to God. You know,
yeah,
people looking at
them
before them. You know, I don't know what they got on and what they're talking about.
Okay.
I don't understand what they're saying.
Me and my wife go back and forth about quartet music all the time, but I'm going to tell you, that doggone Lee Williams got that song, I Refuse to Let Nobody Steal My Joy. I'm going to tell you something. 90 seconds into the song, you look down and your feet go, your feet moving. You don't know what happened, but you just look down and your feet padding. I don't know what, it's just something just happened, but it they go to padding. No, but I mean, there's a few of them out there.
The song is annoying.
Yeah, it is. But I go back.
Oh,
she
okay.
called me. What she called me is a undercover quartet music lover.
If you love the music, let the people know you love the music. They're doing that to glorify God their way. But you need to let them know. You know, don't be undercover. What kind of mess are you doing? Oh, let us go to some music right now so we can rethink that for you. And anybody got any say so on this subject? Because we're getting ready to head into some dangerous waters.
Yeah, we're gonna get in trouble today.
Going to more than yesterday. More Than Yesterday by Globy. All right.
Even when times are
right, all right. That's More Than Yesterday by none other than Glow B. Pope. Ah, Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan. Okay, y'all, we're back on, and we were discussing gospel music and versus R&B music labeled gospel music. Mr. D.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way you can come on, or verify that on with me? Because you know, a lot of people they write songs. Let me put it like this: they write the songs, and they say that the R&B song is about love, so it could be labeled gospel because it's about love. But from my understanding for gospel music, it is. First of all, it is a genre, but it is also the good news preached about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus the Christ through music and song. So, and they say God is love, so when they sing R&B, sometimes they might put something kind of inspirational in it to make it sound like, you know, they wanted to go cross what they call crossing over. They wanted to be on the gospel side, you know, on the Christian side, and then over on the secular side. And so they can sell it. See, money is on the mind right now because they're trying to sell it.
I call it the middle of the road. That's what I call it. That's what's called the middle of the road. You can't be hot. You got to be hot or cold. You can't be warm. You either one or the other.
Lukewarm. What did he say? What did he say? What did he do with lukewarm people?
We're gonna get in trouble today. See, now the problem is they're trying to decide which one's gonna make them the money.
Right.
That's all it is.
There you go.
Now, and also, when you're doing these songs, it has to be clear on what it is. You know, you can't be like, "Oh, I love you, I love you." Well, I could be talking to Jesus too. No, we need to know. Is that don't get in front of another crowd and be like, yes, grab it, you know, go ahead and hold that special someone and then get into another, go into another venue and say, yes, Lord, I'm talking to you. No. Can't do that. We need to know from who you see, and really, this is why a lot of R&B artists have a hard time crossing over to do gospel. And I will say, some of them are very good, you know, gospel projects. But, you know, a lot of the gospel people that enjoy gospel music and are sincere about it, they have a problem trying to, you know, they're looking at the artist's credibility here. Because it's like, okay, what are you trying to do now? You're trying to come sing some songs with us because you ain't making no money over here? I told you we were going to get in trouble today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So come over here and do your gospel album or two. You know.
Right. That's
and then you hop on the van and do your R&B tour because, you know, you got a call to do an R&B tour, so you're going to run and do that tour so you can make you some money. I say it again. I told you we're going to get in trouble today.
Yeah, it's about money. It's all about money. It seems as though it is. Because a lot of people, they're singing about love, but they're singing, if it's a man, he's singing to a woman, but he might throw something in there about Jesus and call it a crossover song. But
Prime
he actually started out, let me feel you up and down.
Prime example, and you know, and this is not to put my mouth on him. I think he's a good brother. The guy that sang the love, there's so many things I want to tell you. What's his name? Thank you. Music Soul Child.
Who?
Music Soul Child, the song on love. So many people use your name in vain, love. For better or worse, I still choose you first. See, that song is kind of one of those songs you can kind of take it either way. But my question is, again, we need to know who you are singing to. You know, is this a love song or are you singing this song? You know, it's kind of like you can take the love word out and put Jesus in the middle of it. You know, and that's what, and I think one of the gospel artists kind of remade it and did that. But, you know, again, who are you singing to?
It has been, it's been so many gospel, I mean, R&B artists that actually they started in church, raised up in the church. They know who Jesus is, you know, and what God represents. They know all of this. Just to name a few, Fantasia, Barbarino, Toni Braxton, Usher, Jessica Simpson.
A lot of them preacher kids.
Okay, yeah. Fantasia began singing what she classifies as a Holy Ghost field church, one of those shouting Pentecostal apostolic type churches.
Yeah, but
where
she
served as a choir director and praise team leader. But now she sings songs which. Such as like a Baby Making Hips and Good Loving. Through her music is the gospel. Though her music is gospel inspired, her lyrics and new age are not, and new image is not. What's going down? What is really happening?
Well, to me, Globy, it all goes. It runs far deeper than just the music. See, what we have. As a society has done, especially the body of Christ, we've taken the Bible and watered it down to accommodate a mess. See, I told you we're going to get in trouble today.
So we
take it, we water it down to accommodate our mess, to justify saying, okay, well, yeah, I'm the praise leader, I'm the worship leader, but, you know, I can still go sing R&B. Now, I was always taught, if it ain't glorifying God, you ain't got no business doing it.
Hello, Chandelier. I started thinking on this stuff myself because I was like, okay. You know, I said, I'm doing all this thing. You got to almost go up and scratch somebody to get their attention sometime when you're singing gospel. But you got to have the lyrics, you know, when the anointing is present. It's anointing. When the anointing is present on someone, they gonna feel that song. They gonna pay attention to those words. And even when they singing anyway, people, that's the first thing they do. They first pay attention to the music, see if they can rock to it or do they need to sit down. And then they gonna pay attention to the lyrics. And you gotta have something to feed these people with. You can't just throw them a old dry biscuit and think they gonna chew.
That's right.
They're looking for something. They're looking for something that's going to uplift them, give them a message, send them a message or something.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing, you know, the R&B singer. That's not what I'm saying. But my thing is, you need to be able to tell a difference. You know what I'm saying? Don't just put out, you know, something and say, oh, well, it's for everybody. No, it's not for everybody. Either you singing to God or you're not.
That's right. And, you know, it's just no in between in that. It's just no, you know, and we all know it's money that's, you know, secular artists have basically historically done better financially than gospel artists. That's what, you know, is being said. And even the gospel, even the Christians spend more money, and you know, they don't tell you that, but they'll spend more money purchasing secular music than they do purchasing gospel music.
You go in that house and you see Yeah, you see Earth, Wind, and Fire sitting on the CD rack, you know, we done went past a CD, sitting on iTunes, you know, you see some of these other folk on there, but, you know, I understand, there was a YouTube clip, the pastor name is Lester Love, and he's singing a bunch of R&B songs. But the title of the sermon is, it all depends on who you're singing to. So he's singing all of these R&B songs, but he's kind of flipped them and made them to Jesus.
Hmm.
Now, of course, you know how people are, they take the video and they put it out and put something there, pastor breaks out in a club in the church. song I was singing at the top of the broadcast. He did the Alicia Keys song. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all if it ain't you, Jesus. Some people want diamond rings. Some people want everything. But everything means nothing if I don't have you. It all depends on who you sing it to.
Okay. Well, we got somebody on the line have a comment to make, I would think. But we're going to bring them in right after we hear the from Diane Malloy, who's going to tell us a story. Music we've been talking about here on the line here today.
Oh, we got
hello, this is Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Oh, Glorious Gospel Vibes. This is Suspense, the Picasso of Soul on your radio. What's up?
Oh.
What's up, Kobe, and what's happening, Minister Tugel?
How are you?
I'm dinosaur, man.
How you doing, man? Good to hear
I'm doing fine, bro. I had to call in today because a couple of Sundays ago, I didn't get a chance to check in with you guys or whatnot, but I wanted to make sure I made it a mandate to make sure I called in today to just encourage and inspire what Glorious Gospel Vibes has to offer, and especially to Lois Candy, Sweet Candy. Not Lois, just Candy, but Lois Sweet Candy Vernon.
Sweet!
Oh,
man. She's going
to be on here today. Yes, sir. And you know what? And I tell you this, too. I hope I didn't give anything away, but I tell you this. The word of inspiration is a phenomenal thing, along with the joke of the day. And I got to tell you, Globy, when I get a chance to listen to Sister Evangelist Peppercorn, it's just some great things happen, don't they, Minister? Like the Minister Derek.
Oh,
Derrick,
man,
some,
the Peppercorn.
Don't call in too soon.
Okay. I may be giving the headline away, but the purpose of my call today was not only to encourage, but to inspire what you guys are doing. But when you guys were talking about the secular music versus I guess you can say, some people say gospel music, but they really don't have a lot in common other than the greed of money trying to manufacture the thought and poise the opinion and force the opinion onto the world as to it being a selection. And most of the music that you hear that comes across in a secular end, it's, some of it gets close to gospel, but not more so than a lot of the gospel music is trying to get close to the worldly music as it possibly can before that cutting edge is there.
Right.
And that's raising some eyebrows and some concerns as to what are the gospel, quote-unquote, gospel artists, what are their intentions? Is it to sell
Preach.
The music or to convey the message?
Preach!
That's right.
You know, so,
Preach.
You know, and I just had to call in because, you know, after getting a chance, especially at the question of the day being that topic itself, it's self-explanatory to a lot of people, but if you've never heard of good gospel music as to the true elements of it and what it consisted of and true writers like yourself, Evangelist, like a true writer is writing from the heart, writing from a therapeutic form of her experiences and the things that she's given praise to God on, as to the changes, the magnificent changes that she's made in her life as to knowing what secular music is, but not bringing any of that into the ingredients as it pertains to delivering
mm-hmm.
something so celestial. That is a change within itself. And that's why I really, really, truly appreciate those true artists, those true writers who write gospel music, who really have a mandate,
yeah,
and that
true
is
true writers to
mollify
because
his name.
You know
that's
what?
Wonderful.
You know what? Before you can sing or write gospel songs, you must feel the love in your heart for God. You also need to feel the lyrics in your soul and the
yes.
music in your spirit.
You can't write about something you don't know about.
And you're absolutely right.
There you go.
And you
know
what?
And
you know what I'm noticing? 9 times out of 10, even not only do you can use that as a parable, but you can also look at it as, let's just say someone's doing gangster rap. It's impossible for, because if you got street rap, okay, you got hood rap, you cannot not experience the experience on the street, and then you're in the studio talking about what the street looks like. Like you said, you have to experience it, or else somebody's going to call you out on it.
Mm-hmm.
They call them
studio gangsters.
Studio gangsters, and it can be exactly. So there can be studio Christians. You know, it surpasses that element. But like you said, you have to live it to really write about it, and then people will feel it.
And
Globy, I
got to
tell
word.
You, all of your music expresses that sentiment, and that's something that I'm huge on. Is that when you write prolifically, and I'm not just for everyone out there in Radio Land. I'm not trying to blow our horn because you know what? I can actually say I know a lot of her song lyric by lyric, and I know the change. I know when the hook is coming, and I'm just galvanized to just get excited about her voice as a writer and then as an orchestrator. But she writes just brilliantly, and I just wanted to say that to you. I'm proud of you. Anyway, I know other people wanting to call in, but I want to check
in.
I'll
tell you what, I'm into God just like God into me. I'm telling you. I live, sleep, breathe him. And see, when you got that in you, what's coming out is going to be just what the other person wants to hear, because especially those that's babes in Christ that don't know, they looking for something. They are hungry. They are thirsty. And we got to gotta feel that. We got to quench them thirst with these here lyrics that we have in these songs. We just can't go throw something together and think it's going to cross over 10,000 fences and be back and forth, lukewarm. That's crazy stuff. But
I just want to thank
you for coming on the show and telling me that, because that does encourage me to even write even more songs. And you know, I'm on the verge of doing my new CD, and I just hope that it reaches the masses just like the others have, or even better, even more so.
Well, I tell you, I've been inspired by you since day one, and I truly say this. One of the things that I've noticed about your music, you don't try to write a hook that the world is familiar with and then cross it back to gospel. And anybody can write something that's worldly. Like if I can say 187 on the undercover cop, and I say something like that and then put it in hip-hop. Let me put it in gospel. You'd be like, wait a minute for this. Y'all understand, but I haven't had me say that.
What Minister Derek was just talking about earlier, taking the rhythm and blues song and then putting it into a gospel, you know, and then and when you get down in the song, some of that stuff you can't change up because people won't recognize that. If I come off of that, then I just say, oh, this I don't know what he's talking about, you know.
See, well, one thing is, like I said earlier, you have to, when you make these songs, and I understand the whole purpose is to draw them in. So you have to put it out there to where they can relate to it. But you have to still be able to say, okay, this is where he stands.
Right.
Or this is where she stands with it. So we need to be able to tell who you are singing to. Don't get it from the one crowd and say, I'm singing
completely out the song.
Right, and not too many people can pull that off very well. A lot of people can start with a hook that brings the world in, and then as soon as they take off, you're like, how they got me listening to that song? Then they start talking about killing somebody. You'd be thinking you're listening to gospel music. You be like, hold on for a second. I thought that. And I'm not going to say any names, but there are a couple artists that you guys know, and I won't even try to besmirch the person's name because it's not about that person in general. But a lot of these artists are doing it for record sales. As soon as you hear the hook, you're thinking, well, I can get into that, or I can get gangster in church and do a gangster dance and still be worshiping the Lord. And a lot of people find that to be kind of hypocritical. So it is what it is, but I just wanted to call. The purpose of my call was that discussion, that topic really was inspirational to me for me to call in. I will check in with you guys next Sunday, same time, same bat channel and all that. Minister Tugel, you take good care. My sister Globy, I'm proud of you,
thank you.
And tell my baby brother, tell Big Bro, say what's up. And peace. ATL is in the house. Well, glorious gospel vibe.
Thank you for calling, man. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
God
bless,
man. Take care.
Okay.
Right on, Minister. Check y'all later.
But see, now you see what I'm talking about. You know. I had heard. Now I don't know how true it is. I haven't even investigated it. But now, I'm just assuming. Did you hear that Kirk Franklin is now getting ready to start a R&B label? Did you hear that, or did I just imagine that?
I didn't hear it. I'm hearing it first from you, and I hope it's not true.
That'll be next week. I'll bring that back up on you. I'm going to confirm all that. I'm going to have it all down pat. I'm having it for you. Okay. We're gonna listen a little bit to Sandrina Taylor. She was on last week, and we didn't get a chance to play but a couple of her songs. But she has a song called Show Enough, and I want you all to check it out. And when we come back, we're going to have our Inspiration Corner coming up ASAP.
I'm gonna get so hard and even get lonely, but I'm gonna finish this race. Oh, through storms, lightning flashing, so dark, thunder keeps crashing, my salted tears I can taste. Through all the snares and the toil, high grass, rattlesnake coil. You never left me alone, no. In life, pain is certain. Keep on, though my feet hurting. My God gon' welcome me home. And you saved my soul. I know
you've been shown up good to me.
When it seemed like my life was spinning out of control, Jesus,
you've been shown up good to me.
You gave me shelter from the pouring rain. Been abused, confused, misguided. So painted is my past, Lord. So what? Somebody hurt ya. It could be just a little bit worse. You gon' wreck looking back. As long as your heart's beating and your blood still warm, still breathing, get the dust off your shoes. Draw nigh now to the Father. Know everything good He got ya. Watch the Spirit move. Ah, you healed my body and you saved my soul. I know
what I am.
Sandrina Taylor on the line. She done called in. Ain't she some?
Yes. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello.
How y'all doing up there in the AT of the L?
AT of the
L.
I like that.
Just wonderful.
Well, that's wonderful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Glorious Gospel Vibes, for playing my song. I really appreciate that. I'm just excited. That's so beautiful. It's so cool to, like, hear yourself over the airwaves. It's really cool. It's different than being in the studio and actually playing the CD. And, of course, I've heard it a million times, but it's just
it's so cool
to hear it. Thank you. I give God all of the glory.
So tell the truth.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So tell the truth. When you hear it, do you just, like, kind of pause about 30 seconds and then say, ah!
Yes.
On that movie, The Five Heartbeats. We on radio.
Yeah, every time I hear it, I'll be like, okay, you know, I want to think of some other stuff I want to do. Okay, when I get ready to sing it again, I'm going to do this because I didn't do it that time, so I'm going to do it like this time. But you know what? The Holy Spirit takes over every time. So all that I'll be thinking about I'm going to do don't even happen.
Well,
Well, you know,
well,
hey,
see,
trust me, I understand.
The good thing about your songs is that you're singing to the Father.
Amen.
You know, and you're putting out a
Amen.
Message of good news, and that's what we have been talking about on our show in regards
Amen.
To
Amen.
Mixing R&B with the gospel music, because we want to glorify Him, and that's
Amen.
What you're doing in your songs, and that's the main, that's the most important thing. That's the purpose
Amen.
Of our that's our ministry. That's what we do.
Make up your mind who
you
want to
thank.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes. I don't really like warm things. I either like my stuff hot or cold, and I think that's what the Lord says. We either got to be hot or cold, because if we're lukewarm, He's going to spew us out of His mouth. And I don't want the Lord to throw me up.
Come on now.
I need to stay, and I need to stay in the secret place.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Don't start something.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
All right, my piece not tied. My piece not pinned on today. Don't do that.
Okay. Well, yeah. Mine is on very well today.
Well, Sandrina, we are so happy that you called in, and just keep listening to us, girl, because we're going to always bring you back around in rotation, and we just thank you for being able to be on our program.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Y'all have a wonderful evening. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Our inspirational corner is coming up right about now. We have in the studio the one, the only Sister Lois Candy Burnham. And she's going
all
to
right,
bring inspiration
all right.
to us. Oh, what you talking about? How
yeah.
you doing, girl?
I am in the house.
Oh, handle your business. Handle your business.
I am
Lois.
In the house.
Need some uplifting.
The radio is blowing up this. I know.
Lois!
Hi there, Minister Derek.
Look, I'm gonna see. Now we're talking about R&B, so we'll call her Sweet Candy.
I hear you.
Ow.
You sound like the Ohio players. Listen,
Candy.
Like
ow. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Y'all pray for me. I'm sorry.
That's what she's going to do right now. She's going to say something going to uplift your spirit and tear down them walls.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. We're going to talk to all our confused listeners out there about the confused sermons and singing that's going on. People need to get back to living holy. That's the key.
Yes.
Be ye holy. In your sermons and in your songs, you got to know who you're singing to, who you're preaching about. We got to talk about the name of Jesus. Be ye holy. Leviticus 11 tells us, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves. And ye shall be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter tells us, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy. In all manner of conversation, whether it's sermons or singing songs, be holy, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. He keeps saying it. Be ye holy, for I am holy. People trying to live everything but holy, calling wrong right and right wrong. But Hebrew tells us, follow peace with all men, holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. It's a sad, sad shame and an utter disgrace unto the Lord. But we have preachers nowadays talking about, I don't want to offend people, so I'm only going to preach positive thinking. Prosperous, motivating, and seeker-friendly messages, because I want people to have a friendly atmosphere in the church. But the Bible, Matthew, tells us, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Preachers need to follow directions. They need to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, lies, stories, whatever you want to make up. But watch thou for in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist. Keep on Evangelist Globy, Minister Tuggle. Make foolproof of the ministry. Even in singing, that is the platform for people that are believers to sing to unbelievers about Jesus.
Yes.
And let them know that they have to live holy, for I am holy. Amen. That's your inspiration.
Amen. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. And that is a true inspirational word from Sister Lois Candy Vernon. Y'all, I'm speechless. I think they got around it up there.
Yeah, you hit it on the nail, Lois. You hit the nail on the head.
Do ya? Thank you.
Hit it on the head. The pastor said they don't want to offend nobody. He's supposed to offend some people.
Yes,
that's what the word does. The Bible says the word of God is quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. I don't see what the problem is. They don't want to offend nobody because they're scared they ain't going to give.
That's true. Amen. You're telling it.
Well, I tell you, y'all, we're gonna play a song called by Kendall Kimlo called Yes, because I say yes to that inspiration right there. We're gonna have that inspiration come on every week. Y'all, what y'all talking about? Ow!
what to say. My mouth say yes. My mouth say yes. I'll obey. I'll obey. Yes. Lord, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Praise the Lord. We had Kendall Kendlo out of Charleston, South Carolina. Woo-hoo! I will obey. You know, we got Sister Peppercorn just came in the door, and she wanted to say a few words, but she, I think she was looking for Sister Lois, and she... You all, let me put her on. Sister Peppercorn...
Yes, I'm in the house. That's right. How y'all doing today? This is Sister Evangelist Peppercorn, and I was told that we had a joaster in the house. Now I know this is a humor show. Y'all, you know, y'all be trying to make everybody laugh and stuff. You know, but it be good stuff. You know, but I heard she had a little something. And I hope they y'all weren't thinking that I was gonna be the joke. Because I see the time is running out. Minister D in here?
Yes, Sister Peppercorn, how are you?
Why are you crying? What's wrong with you?
You know, I was just on the spiritual high. I was just on the spiritual high.
Next week, I'm coming on. I'm going to come on. I'm going to be a joke. I'm going to have me a joke. And y'all are high. Somebody come in talking about the joke of the day. That's why your time done ran out. So y'all don't do right. Y'all supposed to say, I'm going to pray for y'all all week long. I'm going into a strict fasting. A strict fasting. We got to come on off the air because, see, Sister Peppercorn, she a little offended. I got to go calm her down.
Yes, calm her down. Calm her down. Calm her down. Let her know Jesus is real.
Thank you for coming on. We got to get on up out of here. Love you all. Thank you for tuning in to Glorious Gospel Vibes. I got to go calm her down. She hot. She mad with me today. So y'all be blessed.
You deal with Peppercorn. See y'all next week.